This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by John LaPointe and Jim Diamond. We're talking about the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. They're going to have a Dine to Donate event at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed in Glen. That's right off Route 302, and it's going to be September 9th, 4:30 till 9. They also have an upcoming first rehearsal for the season, and we'll talk a little bit about upcoming concerts as well from the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. For more information anytime, you can call John at 603-383-4415. That's 383-4415. You can also check out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society on Facebook. John and Jim, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
So let's get into the Dine to Donate real quick. This is happening at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed in Glen on September 9th, 4:30 till 9, and basically a portion of all the proceeds will be going to the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society.
Yes. It's also a chance for the Choral Society members to get together, but also for other people who have gone to our concerts to come and meet people who sing with the Choral Society. It's also, if you're thinking about joining and you want to meet some of the other singers, this is a nice time to come over. Our first rehearsal is the following Monday.
So if people are interested, they want to find a little bit more about the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society, they can go to the Dine to Donate event, not only benefit you, but also find out a little more in what it takes to join the Choral Society, which isn't any formal training. You guys provide the practice and training?
Correct. It's a non-audition group. I hadn't sung in years, and I was a bit timid about singing with a group, and I saw the notice in the paper where it said no auditions required, and I said, oh, this is the group for me.
And as a group, I do want to mention that the Choral Society just got finished with a tour this past summer, which was a big deal because it used to be that concerts would be in the same place over and over, and you decided to kind of mix it up a little bit.
We had performances in Jackson and at the Brown Church and down in Chicorawa and also in North Bridgeton. We ended it at Mineral Springs, which was just a great concert. We also changed the music. We generally do one major classical piece, but this time we sang a lot of popular songs and patriotic music, things that were light and just easy to learn. And it was a lot of fun, and as I said, the audience seemed to like it as well.
So it's the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. They have a Dine to Donate event coming up at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed in Glen. That's going to be September 9th, 4:30 till 9 in the evening, right off Route 302. And you can find more information by calling John, 603-383-4415, or checking out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society on Facebook. As mentioned by John, the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society has their first rehearsal. That's coming up on Monday, the 16th of this month, and that will be at Center Conway Methodist Church, which is right next to the town hall, 7 o'clock, September 16th. So if somebody shows up for that, what can they expect to see? Is there any process of telling somebody you're a baritone or you're a tenor? Or what can they expect?
Generally, the director, who is George Weiss, who's also the director at Mountaintop, he will determine what type of voice you have. Most people know, but it's basically, you know, it's a standard, and they'll try your voice at the piano to see how they might do that.
And really, George says, sit where you're comfortable. Mm. And so if you decide, you know, I don't want to sit with those sopranos over there. I'm gonna chill with the altos. Then you can go right ahead and do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I see that there's little cliques forming in the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society.
All right.
I say that playfully. but obviously, it's a fun time. It's a recreational thing, and it brings joy to the valley because you get to go and sing for other people.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that really surprises me, I've been singing with them now for a year and a half. The level of musicianship varies tremendously within the organization. There are some great singers, there are some beginning singers, but the music that we produce by the end of the preparation for the concert is really terrific. I've loved our concerts. And there's a relaxed atmosphere in our rehearsals as well. There's really no anxiety and no kind of cliquishness in them. They are very low-keyed and friendly. And it is my favorite social activity for the week.
So is the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. Dine to Donate event happening at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed in Glen, September 9th, 4:30 till 9 in the evening. That's right off Route 302. September 16th, 7 o'clock in the evening, will be their first rehearsal. That's at Center Conway Methodist Church next to the Town Hall in Center Conway. And you are more than welcome to join them. For more information, 603-383-4415. That's John's number. You could also check out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society on Facebook. We do have concerts coming up in December, and John, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the lineup for that?
Well, we also usually do a lot of traditional music at the December concert, and we usually do one principal piece, and this year it's going to be the Christmas Oratorio by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, who lived mid 19th century, and I think he died around 1923. And his music is, he himself is rather interesting. Everyone knows that Mozart was a child prodigy. And what I was, I've heard some musicologists say that of all of the child prodigies, no one was more successful than Camille Saint-Saëns. His mother knew that he was a prodigy, but wouldn't allow him to perform publicly until he was 10. At that time, he was a student at the Paris Conservatory, and I believe he wrote one of his first major works at that age as well. It's one of the things that's interesting about our group. It's non-audition, but we sing serious music that for many of us, we would not be singing except in this choral group. And so it's great. So this year we'll be singing this great musician from the late 19th and early 20th century. And he is an interesting musician.
And you may know the Carnival of the Animals. That's his probably most popular piece of music.
Yeah.
It's in Fantasia, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Saint-Saëns was probably a more traditional composer in terms of structure, but at that time was also the expansion of the French Empire. He lived at the period of Napoleon III and the Second Empire. There was influence of African music and also music from Asia, which was common at that time, thinking of, like, say, The Ladies of Avignon by Picasso. And he actually died in Algeria, so he was very interested in Africa.
John and I had an agreement before the interview that he would say all the music piece names, because he has such a better flourish than I do on it. It's the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society's Dine to Donate at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed in Glen. That's right off Route 302. It's happening September 9th, 4:30 till 9 in the evening. There's also the first rehearsal for the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society. That will be September 16th, 7 o'clock in the evening at Center Conway Methodist Church. That's right next to the Town Hall. And their concerts will be coming up in December. I look forward to having you both back in the studio for those. For more information anytime, you can call John at 603-383-4415, or you can check out the Mount Washington Valley Choral Society on Facebook. John and Jim, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is great.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.